she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your host, Dancing David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, good morning.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Hey, hey, hey.
And me, Sybil. Hi. Welcome. Pull up a chair. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock, taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts, 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new vehicle. Those numbers are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can set up a test drive for any car that you might want to test drive, or maybe build any car that you might want to be considering. If it's a Lexus or a Ford or a Chevrolet or a Mazda or a Toyota, it doesn't really matter. You can build any car you might be considering right there at AutoFlex.com. Get all the equipment down, all that neat stuff. Then just send it to us, and we'll help you out.
That's right. At 9:15, we're going to tell you 8 things you should know about auto insurance. So don't miss that. But first, what's America's best-selling car?
Well, surprise, guys, it's not American.
Hmm?
No. The best-selling car in America is a Toyota Camry.
Well, that surprises me because I thought it would be the Honda Accord.
Well, you know, the other thing is a lot of people think that Ford is the best-selling car because Ford says they are the best-selling brand.
I've heard Ford is the best in Texas.
Well, and if you looked at total brand sales, then Ford would be the best. But the best-selling car is a Toyota Camry. Why, Tammy?
Why is that, Dave?
Oh. I was going to give it to you.
Why is that, Snuggles?
Rental cars.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Snuggles didn't quite understand, well, why the Camry? It's just kind of a nondescript,
yeah,
average car, and it has to do with fleet sales. Anything. When they count the total number of units sold in the country,
mm-hmm,
they're including all those rental car companies and then fleet sales to businesses that,
right,
might provide cars for their company or their city, for example, like on the trucks, right, David?
Exactly. Ford truck, the reason it's the number one truck, the big reason, is fleet sales.
Ah.
Because so many fleets use Ford trucks. They're terribly reliable, and they configure their trucks. They've got a fleet configuration that works really well for companies and for cities and things like that.
That's a misleading stat, Dave. I don't know if I like that.
I understand. You know, we were talking before the show came on, when you read statistics, when you read stories about automotive, any kind of automotive story, you have to figure out where it came from and if the automobile manufacturer advertises with whatever you're reading, with whatever magazine or online publication, because that does shade what you read.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so the number two best-selling car brand in the United States is Chevrolet, followed closely by Honda and then Nissan, and then Ford, number five on the car list, and then Hyundai, Kia, Volkswagen, Subaru, and 10 is Dodge.
How long has Chevy been splitting Toyota and Honda? Because as long as I've ever remembered, they're neck and neck.
Well, you know, it's according to the year you look at. And again, it's according to the fleet sales and stuff. When the manufacturers came out of the bankruptcies and started selling cars again, one of the things they said they wouldn't do is beef up their sales by putting cars in fleet service and into rental fleets. And the reason they did is they wanted to help maintain the resale value on their vehicle. Cars are supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a zillion of them in fleet service out there in 3 years when they come out, those cars are going to bring down the value of all other similar cars to them, all the same cars,
mm-hmm,
in the marketplace because there's just more of them.
Makes sense.
Yep. So number one selling truck in the U.S., it is, in fact, Ford, 1,614,000, followed closely by Chevrolet, 1,152,000. And number three was really a surprise to me because the thing in the business is Toyota can't really sell trucks. Well, guess what? The third largest selling truck in the country is now. It is Toyota.
But aren't they counting 4Runners, Tacomas, Tundras all together?
No, no. This is
and
just
all
trucks.
All SUVs?
It is trucks.
A truck, truck, truck.
Truck, truck, truck.
It can't have...
Nope.
Okay.
Well, and you know what? Maybe you're right because the number four is Jeep, so it's got to be counting everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. Mm-hmm. So then you got Honda, which means they're counting the Pilot.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
The CRV.
Exactly. Then GMC, then Nissan. The Ram brand and then followed by 9 by Dodge, which means you've got Ram brand pickups,
is the truck, and then and, Dodge,
and the Dodge for the car or the SUVs, and then finally Subaru in number 10.
Huh. Now, Subaru does not put any cars in rental.
No.
Service. They're not fleet sales. In fact, in general, they have not enough supply for the demand. So that keeps, while they've got their price in line with really the value of the car, they don't discount much. Mm-hmm. You don't see big rebates on Subarus because they just don't flood their dealers with too many cars.
They're really sort of in a strange place right now in marketing with Subaru because they are selling a lot of cars. And the question is, do they just build a whole bunch more cars and put them out there? Or do they keep the supply about where it is now and maintain that high demand and the high resale value?
I think they should do that, this latter.
Mm-hmm. Terribly, terribly, terribly high resale value on those cars and great brand loyalty. Subaru buyers buy more Subarus.
Right. Just so you know, when he says terribly, it's a good thing.
What is Kia doesn't have an SUV or a truck, do they? Because I'm looking at the list of cars.
Well, they have SUVs.
They've got SUVs.
What is it? Sorento.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're on okay, people. No offense to the Kia drivers, but they are at the bottom of my list. If somebody asks me, what do you think about such and such? I'm like, fine, but I really like this over mm-hmm. here. Because we're going to give you that unbiased advice to get you into a better car if we can. The price, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, the price of the car going in is important, but the price or the value of the car, resale value, is also important.
What a fabulous segue, because they announced this last week.
And that's a fun thing to ride, too, a segue.
They announced mm-hmm. the winners of the Edmunds 5th Annual Best Retained Value Awards, and here's how it went. Toyota won the non-luxury division with a projected 52.4% residual value after 5 years.
And residual means resale.
That's resale, and that's terribly high. Terribly high.
That's a good thing, terribly
yes.
high.
Yes. And Acura, as a brand, came in second with a five-year residual value retention of 46.9%.
And I can speak on that. My Acura held its value extremely well. I got all the money for my car, but I did sell it to somebody who came down from Michigan, where you can't find a 10-year-old car that isn't rusted out.
Right.
Right.
So that's what you do, is you put it on eBay.
And it worked. Okay, so when you're looking to buy a car, or especially to lease a car, but really either, you should look at what the resale value is going to be in 4 or 5 years, because that's when most people trade.
Right.
And if you look at that, and you look at, then you vary, you know, by what it cost you going in, it can be less expensive to get a more expensive vehicle.
Overall.
Because of better resale value. Exactly. So you can drive something better than you're driving right now if you pick the right car for the money.
Now, Hyundai has come a long way in their resale value over the past decade, but 10 years ago when people asked me about a Hyundai SUV, I could put them in a Toyota 4Runner for the same money, even though it was a lot more expensive, but because of the residual value coming out. So their payment to lease the 4Runner was the same at the time as a Hyundai.
That's great.
Because of resale value.
Well, and that's why people crazy? Call Autoflex.
Right.
Because we have people that actually know that
they
stuff.
They won't tell you that at the Hyundai store.
No, they won't.
You know you could get a Toyota 4Runner for this payment.
So, that would not be good if you were a Hyundai guy.
I'd have to compare it today, but I'm talking about a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my customers were like, really?
Okay, so if you looked at the 24 brand level awards, Toyota had the very most wins with the Toyota Tacoma, the Avalon, the Tundra, the Highlander. And then in the Lexus area, they also had the Lexus GS350 and GX460, their big SUV.
And I
those
had to think about that.
All maintain huge resale yes. value.
The GS, I believe, and I was trying to peel back the layers and figure out really why. The GX being a three-row vehicle,
yep.
easy for me to say, that's not a minivan, it's not quite as big as a Tahoe, and total luxury, such a dream to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Lexus, because they're reliable as heck, right, David?
Exactly.
And then the GS350 sports sedan, because it is awesome. It's my favorite.
Really good.
I like the LS. He drives the big luxury LS, but the GS is fun.
Yeah.
Your IS is fun, but for me, I don't fit as well.
Yeah.
The GS, to me, is the coupe. Sporty version. Yeah.
Okay, so right along the same lines, General Motors took home honors with the Chevrolet Corvette, the GMC Acadia, which I really like. It's a great vehicle. And the GMC Yukon, which, again, is a great vehicle. Fiat Chrysler won with their Dodge Challenger. Their Jeep Wrangler, no surprise there. It's right. A great resale car. And their Ram ProMaster cargo van.
Okay.
Maintained.
Heard of that.
Well, it's a big commercial van.
Yeah, you wouldn't
oh,
be.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically a 3/4 ton van.
You'd put that in that white truck classification.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. It's one of those commercial vehicles.
Gotcha.
Okay, so then Ford picked up segment awards for the 2014 F-350 Super Duty, which is a 1-ton pickup, and the Ford Transit Connect, mostly a commercial vehicle for the Transit Connect. Again, high resale value, though. Honda's winners were the Honda Fit, the Honda Odyssey, the CR-V, and then in Acura's lines, which is the Honda Upscale, Acura ILX and Acura RDX. Finally, the Subaru Legacy and Subaru WRX were segment winners, along with the Nissan GT-R and the Mercedes-Benz G-Class. The last winner, the Porsche, for the Porsche Panamera.
Yay.
And if everyone didn't know this, Porsche sells more SUVs than they do cars by 2 times.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why Bentley's building an SUV right now.
Ah.
Yeah, the luxury car makers have found out they can sell a lot more SUVs than they can sell cars.
Well, look at Land Rover.
Yeah.
They cannot keep enough of those vehicles for all the rich people.
And Escalades. I mean, how soccer moms drive those too. And actually, soccer dads usually drive the Escalade.
Right. We were talking about that, David and I were talking about the Toyota 4Runner versus the Toyota Highlander. I said the 4Runner is for the everybody, mm-hmm. men and women, and the Highlander is the family vehicle. Because when you get in that new Toyota, it's fabulous. It's like a minivan inside, but it doesn't look like a minivan from the outside.
Right.
That's
so
smart.
That's a real win for the families. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. I'm laughing because Tammy's like picking, as I said, Tammy Pickard. And
I'm
then
wiping. I have allergies. I have a tissue. No picking with a tissue.
That's true.
It's not a pick. It's not a pick.
Right. I was just going there. It was a pick from my angle.
I'm going home.
I lost control somewhere along the way.
You never had control.
No, you're right.
Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your AutoFlex Leasing van text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex, and those numbers are?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars, and our Save Money Monday cars will be posted later today. You can go to the Manager Specials, click on those. Those are the cars that will go to auction on Tuesday. We offer them one day to the public, Monday. So call.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Hey, guys, I paid off my Chevy back in 2004-05, and I never received the title or I missed it in the mail. What would be the best way to get an original? What do I have to do?
Well, you need to apply for a lost title.
Where
if
do you
move,
that?
Well, once you pay off your vehicle, they'll send you the title. If the address they have on the title is not where you currently live, that goes back to the bank. They won't forward that.
Oh.
Yep.
But here's another thing. One of my clients asked me the other day, who had paid off their car they purchased, hey, I got this. I got my title. And I also, they included a letter and said that I should take it in and get a different title. Why? Well, there's a lien release on that. So when you have a lien on the car and the bank is holding the title, you have a duplicate. You have a copy. It's like a pinkish red.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the blue one. That's the original. And it shows a lien on it. When you pay it off, they'll sign it off and mail it to you. And if you lose that one, which sometimes people misplace those things, then when you have to replace the title, just like this fellow, you just assume you've lost it, is you have to get the duplicate title, and then you have to contact the lender and have them send you a lien release. So you're talking about adding 30 days to, like, if you're trying to trade your car, that's when people figure out they've lost their title, is when
right.
they try to trade it in, and that holds up their new car deal. So go get your... You have to do a lost title. You have to go to the tax office and do it. and then contact the lender.
And by tax office, it's where you can get license plates.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere you can get license plates, that's where you can go in and fill out a lost title report. They'll get you a duplicate title. If the title still has a lien on it, like Tammy says, or if the title that Austin has still shows the lien, then you've got to get it to the lender and get that lien release done.
And you're talking about maybe $33 to get that handled. It's a little cheaper if you just go in and get it done. It's probably $5 or $10 if you do it right then and just get the lien off the title.
Mm-hmm. And he may not have a lien on the title. When he gets his title, he may get the original. If it's if he didn't get the original but he paid it off, that lien may already
now
be released.
Now you're just confusing me.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, go to your tax office. They'll help you.
There you go.
It's just a few dollars.
Yes.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I had a long and drawn out painful divorce that destroyed my credit. I'm in the process of rebuilding credit with a score of 620 and climbing slowly now. What's the minimum score that most lenders like to see to provide financing? It's according to where you go.
Well, it depends on the interest rate, too.
Yeah, some places will have lots of ways to help you. Some places won't have any good ways to help you at all. If you call Autoflex, yes, certainly, with a 620 Beacon score, we can help you. In fact, we have a lease program, I think, that goes down to 620. So we
but
could
you don't
offer
have
you,
to do a lease.
You can no, you could do a purchase if you
well.
Wanted to on a pre-owned car.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but we can help you with a 620. Lenders generally, I mean, it's a,
they'll, that's not the worst.
No,
we've
I mean, they'll finance people down into the to the low fives.
Wow,
high
I've seen
fours.
Them do somebody in the 400, approve somebody in the 400, but typically you might need a cosigner to help you. And that is a great way to kind of get the leg up if you have somebody that's willing to take the risk. And let me just give a shout out to all the people who are asked to be cosigners or are willing to be cosigners. You're also on the hook for the loan.
Yeah.
You sign a form that says, if they don't make the payment, I'll be responsible. So be sure you realize that, people, before you do co-sign with someone, that you are responsible because it will hurt your credit if the payment is not made.
Yeah. If you're trying to impress your new girlfriend and she has bad credit and you're like, oh, don't worry, baby, I'll co-sign.
Be ready to pay as well as sign.
Yep. That's the goofiest thing I ever heard in my life. Okay. Statistically, about half of co-signers end up with the debt.
Oh, I believe that. I mean,
so the girlfriend thing, it's your girlfriend? How many girlfriends he had?
Yes.
Do you just want to give her like 30 grand? You might as well just give her like 30 grand and
listen,
say,
I've
see
seen
ya.
It happen.
Yeah. Unless she's going to be wifed up, I would hold off on that.
I've seen
wifed
it
up.
Yeah.
Wifed up. Put a ring on it.
All right. Let's talk about what we had talked about earlier, the eight things you should know about auto insurance.
You know, I think. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to get this brilliant fan texter in here because we just did misspeak. It's not the tax office for the duplicate title. It's TXDMV Regional Service Center, Carrollton and Fort Worth, 972-478-5200.
There
Thank
you go.
You very much.
Well, I was thinking about the one in Carrollton when I said that, but I guess I should have been more specific.
That's 972-478-5200.
Sandy Lake Road at Highway 35.
Okay. Texas DMV Regional Service Center.
Yep.
All right, then. Now let's talk about all the things you should know about auto insurance.
You know, auto insurance is really pretty simple. There's several different kinds, and if you understand what they do, you understand what you need. One of the biggest misnomers is or bad ideas is that it costs a lot to have multiple coverages on your car. Some of the best coverages, some of the ones that are the most important, are very inexpensive. Gap coverage, roadside assistance, rental reimbursement, that's huge. Uninsured or underinsured motorist, and comprehensive coverage. Those are what you really should have on your car, especially if it's a newer car. Gap coverage.
Let's talk about that first.
Gap coverage covers the difference in what your payoff is and what the car is worth.
So, most people think, well, you know, I'm just borrowing this money for this car. Why do I need this gap insurance? The car will depreciate faster than you can pay down the loan.
That's why.
And if you are like a huge percentage of people out there, you might be rolling some of the leftover balance from your trade-in into the new loan because it depreciated faster than you paid off your loan as well. A lot of car dealers won't tell you, hey, your car's only worth 15, but you got your payoff's 20, because that might stop the deal.
Right.
So they're just working out the car payments with you. But then when it comes to getting the loan, if you have really good credit, a lender will over-advance and let you borrow way too much. That's not back to the need 20% equity, 20% equity. That's what's smart. They'll let you borrow 20% over the 100% value. Then if something happens,
you
owe the $20,000, but it's only worth $15,000. But the insurance company may say we only have to replace like
value. Quality. Yeah.
Well, we don't have anything to do with how much you borrowed on the car. So this gap policy is another little policy that takes care of the difference, and it's fairly inexpensive. It depends on how much you borrowed, but it might be $500-$700 for the whole 5 or 6 year term.
That's not too bad.
Gap is very, very important.
It all the time. All the time. Well, I need my gap policy. I've totaled my car. We get the phone calls from
right.
people.
Yeah. Now, if you lease a car, at least from us, it always includes gap.
Right.
Because you're always going to need gap in a lease car. Always.
Good to
That's
know.
Just a rule of thumb. Okay. So in another coverage that I mentioned, rental reimbursement is so inexpensive, it is amazing. But if you total your car, wreck your car, or someone steals your car, you don't have a ride. And it takes, if someone steals your car, that's at least a 30-day wait before they settle with you.
But does the insurance company not cover that?
Not if you don't have rental reimbursement.
You got to have it. And let me tell you, the insurance companies don't advertise rental reimbursement because it's not a moneymaker for them at all.
It's like another dollar or two or something.
It's
not that much.
So inexpensive, it's crazy. But if you don't have rental reimbursement, call your insurance agent today and tell them you want it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how it works. My sister called me this past week and goes, "My God, someone stole my car from the parking lot."
Where she works. Between 7 and 7:15 in the morning.
Now, first of all, she drives a 1965 Oldsmobile Holiday Convertible.
Wow.
It's so big it needs its own zip code. But it's also a really cool car. Yeah. It's a big yellow 65 convertible. It's got antique car plates on it and all that neat stuff. So if anyone sees it, there's probably only one of them in Dallas. If you see a big yellow Oldsmobile convertible driving around, it's stolen. Call the police.
Yes. Wow.
So anyway, she calls me back and she calls me and says,
"Unless
my car's
Susan
been
and
stolen.
Frankie are in it."
And says, "What do I do?" And I said, "Well, call your insurance agent." And so she did, and she had rental reimbursement. So she gets a car to drive for the next 30 days while they try to find her car and before they settle with her. So rental reimbursement is a huge thing. Comprehensive coverage covers your car for anything other than basically running into something or something running into you. It covers hail damage. It covers broken windshields, things like that.
Parking lot damage.
Inexpensive, terribly inexpensive. And then finally, uninsured and underinsured motorist. In Dallas, if you're driving around and you don't have that coverage, you're crazy.
Because
there's a slew of people out there that don't have it. You got to have liability. Everybody does. It's the law.
Whether your car's paid off or not.
But some people don't do that.
Right.
And if they hit you and you don't have the coverage, who can afford to replace their car? You know?
That happened to my sister, and the guy ended up just giving her like $1,500 for the damages because he didn't want her to call the police.
Right.
So they settled out of
everything.
Yeah. Out of the insurance. And people do that quite often, especially if you've got a teenager that got into an accident, if it's a little fender bender, because the rates would shoot through the roof. A lot of times people want to handle that without getting the insurance companies involved.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of other things about insurance. A lot of things can affect your rights. Your credit score can affect your rights. Where you live can affect your rights. The kind of car you insure can affect your rights. How much it's going to cost to repair that car. If it's a terribly expensive car, inexpensive. If it's maybe a car that a lot of people wreck, minivans are very cheap to insure. Two-door convertibles, not so much. Insurance prices vary a lot by company. And you can save a lot of money shopping around, but look at the rating of the company's claim-paying history. Because some cheap insurance will be cheap when it comes time to fix your car.
Where do you find that?
You can look them up online. You can ask, just Google the insurance company and ratings.
Okay.
And you'll find out whether they pay claims or not really, really fast. And some of them don't, and some of them are great.
Yeah.
So you just want to – it's good to shop around, but you also want to make a wise decision on that. Discounts, there's a lot of discounts out there. You have to ask your agent, are there discounts available? And tell me what they are, because to qualify, you might fit in one of them, and you'd have a discount right there. If you get more coverage, you'll pay a little more. If you get less coverage, you'll pay a little less. The main thing is don't drop or let your insurance lapse.
Right.
because if you let it lapse, it's going to cost you a lot more to get insurance again, because insurance companies don't like to take chances. And if you've let your insurance lapse, you're taking chances.
They think you're risky.
They're scary if you're risky. They're scared if you're risky. Yeah.
All right.
So we've had an Autoflex leasing, the same fan texter that said we were referring to where the TXDNB Regional Service Center is.
Had to read it.
We moved from Sandy Lake in 1995. Now they're at Josie and Beltline in Carrollton.
That's it. I'm showing my age.
I was leaving that out. I was trying to, you know, keep my job.
All right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, and our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, they're open today. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can build any car you might want to build. How about getting a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in right there at autoflex.com? Answer a few questions, fill in the blanks, and we'll actually send you, by email, a Black Book appraisal on your trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
We've got lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texters now. One guy says, I love Honda, and I'm actually falling for an all-new 2016 Honda HR-V. I am an Autoflex customer. Do you guys have a review on it yet?
We don't have a review on it, except they are selling like hotcakes.
I'm not familiar with the HR-V.
It is a super small SUV.
Cool. But we need to review it. We need to review it.
And we haven't done that yet, but we will.
Did it replace the CR-V?
No. Nope.
Is it bigger or smaller?
Smaller.
Oh, okay. Now I have a
picture. You have 18 more questions.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It's kind of like a hatchback.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Yeah. All right. I'll stay tuned for the review.
It will do extremely well.
All right, guys. Here we are. Finally back home from our tour and glad to be listening to the show again. The van held up great, but we did end up using the spare tire once. So good call on making sure the spare had air in it before with the long road trip.
Johnny.
Because of that, thankfully, we were fine. Thank Johnny from Least of These. Hey, that's our band.
Yeah, that's our show band.
They're back.
Least of These.
Our house band. Now you're our house band.
Yeah,
right?
They need to make us a Saturday Morning Test Drive theme song.
Yes, we could play it every morning.
Yeah.
We're on Saturdays.
Every Saturday.
Yes. Johnny's like, yes, for a prize.
Yeah.
We can do anything.
No, they get exposure.
Yes.
It's a little trade-off.
It's 100,000 watts.
That's right.
That is true.
Come on now.
True.
That's
Johnny
a big
is
stick.
Referring back to one of our previous segments earlier in the year. We were just talking about car maintenance before you go on the road. And one of the things you should always do is make sure your spare has air.
Because you hadn't looked at it in 3 years.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, before you hit the road, do that. And I want to say what the client that I mentioned last week that thought they wanted the big Suburban got a Highlander. Because that will handle the family with three children and many road trips. You can put a lot of gear on top. But if they really need the Suburban, they can rent that for those trips.
Right.
So now their fuel economy, because they're driving 18,000 miles a year, the fuel economy is much better, right, for the Highlander. So they save in fuel. They save in the payment, I'm sure, on insurance.
Yeah.
And that gives them a little bit more money to take those trips. So if you're not sure and you think you need a specific type of vehicle – like I was referring earlier, when somebody maybe wanted to lease a Hyundai and I could put them in a 4Runner cheaper or as for about the same price, even though it was more expensive, we still do those comparisons. Still today, there are cars that might seem less expensive going in, but it turns out because of resale value, hey, you could get this other vehicle with more equipment, better features, a better resale value for similar money.
Right.
And so we want to take care of you guys, the customers.
Yes.
Make sure
you're happy.
We're loyal to you.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. This is mind-blowing, but my next-door neighbor does not have a driver's license and hasn't had insurance on her car for 6 years, and she drives every day.
So I stay away from her.
Then he writes, can you get over my neighbor?
Or she,
yeah.
Yeah, that's she. That's an angel.
If that was me, I would be in jail by now. Thank God I'm an honest person as far as license and insurance and all that.
I can't get away with anything. It would happen. I'd be in jail, too, if I tried to.
Yeah.
Everything I've ever done, my dad always caught me, so I just stopped trying to be bad.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Have you all dealt with the 2014 Ford Fiesta SE sedans? Do they hold value well? I've had mine for 2 years now with 103,000 miles on it after buying it brand new. Used it for work, and all the miles are highway miles. Okay, that's really, really interesting in a lot of different ways. First of all, yes, it's a great car because you've had it 2 years and put 103,000 miles on it.
Still
and
going
I assume it's doing good, yeah. So that makes it a really good car. Secondly, there's really no difference in highway miles or city miles when it comes to trading a car or selling a car. Whatever the odometer says, it says, no one really cares where
which
it came from.
It was, I know.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter.
I think that the brakes won't be worn out or something because they rode it on the highway.
And they may not. I mean, the brakes may not be.
Speaking of braking and highways, I just need to give a shout out to the Jack H. that tried to run me off Central Expressway yesterday, you fool, in the light blue Toyota Scion, whatever it was, little hatchback.
Ooh, what did he do?
Tried to change lanes into me. And he came from the left. I'm in the second from the right-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's two faster lanes on the left ahead. So go faster over there.
Right.
And he was, or she, I'm not sure, comes up and passes me, but doesn't pass. Just kind of gets next to me and just a nose ahead. And then decides they want my lane. It happened so fast, you guys, that I didn't have time to check the right lane before I just swerved.
Did you give him the mean honk afterwards?
I couldn't. I was too busy freaking out.
We got to give Tammy her own segment.
Yeah, we do.
Driving stories with Tammy.
Yes.
I know you all get sick of this. But
no,
I love it. I'm like this bullseye on my car. I get the craziest stuff. And then after I started breathing somewhat normally after that, then a guy on the right in the right lane tried to come over into my lane. I gave him a honk, and as I passed him, he gave me a like, dude, I'm sorry. And I was like, dude, you have no idea how sorry you are.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to give that shout out. And to the gray Ford F-150 that was hauling a Volkswagen Beetle in the fast lane. And not going fast.
Yeah, you need to be in the right lane,
that's
mister.
That's not the rule.
You
that's
dorfus. Right.
Okay, I'm done.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. On the rental, be sure and ask for coverage that will cover between $35 a day and up to $50 per day.
Sure.
Rental costs cost more than $20 a day now. And that's from David with Avis Budget Group. We appreciate that, David.
Wow. That is really good information. So you do need to make sure you're getting a good, yeah. $20 isn't going to go far.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I have a 2013 Kia Soul with 19,000 miles on it. Not sure if I'm upside down or not. Either way, I still owe on the car. Can I trade it in for a lease? Yes. That's pretty easy. Here's the thing. It's got good miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's according to, and we're going to talk about this. In fact, we might as well talk about it now. It's according to how long you finance the car for. Because if you've got a 72-month loan, then you are very likely, in fact, you're surely way upside down.
Which means you owe more than the vehicle's worth. It just means it depreciated faster than you were paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's upside down in the car business. That's what that means. Or negative equity, which really is an oxymoron, right?
Yeah.
It just means you owe more. People have, in the past, they were that way in their houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that part's over with, I think. People are right side up in their houses now. But cars will always have this situation because they're depreciating.
Yeah, the car depreciates the moment you take it off the lot, about 25%, round figure. When you start making payments, all you're doing is paying interest. The bank gets all their interest back up front. 3 years into the deal, you're still paying interest, but your car is depreciated now. It's down 40, 45% from where it started in most cases. In a 72-month loan, it's going to take you about 5 years before you reach a break-even point. Is that crazy?
I have a little experience with the 72-month because that's kind of what I'm in now. And I've kind of had, I've been upside down. And you're about right. 3 to 4 years, I'm probably looking at another year. And I just got refinanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're about right. It's going to take about 4 years before you get to a place where you're even.
At least.
It depends on the car.
You better
and
like
the miles
that car
too.
If you're going to put 6 years on it.
Well, and here's the other thing. Now they've got 7 and 8 year financing.
Which is whatever.
I mean, if you can live in it, then.
Yeah, anything you need to finance that long needs a bathroom.
Yes. Good call.
But people are doing it because that's what's affordable, and you know, we all have extra expenses. I get that. Just commit to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you can sign on that and just be out of it in 2 years and not think that you're going to have a financial repercussion.
So back to our listener with the Kia Soul. What we can do is we'll just do an analysis for you. We'll look at what the car is worth. We'll look at your payoff, and we'll tell you where you stand. Now, you can carry a lot of negative into a lease. Leases tend to be able to carry a lot of negative because you can advance so much on them. So over the price of the car, you can actually put some of that negative in there. Here's the thing. At the end of the lease, at least you're out of the rat race with a negative equity because you're dead even at the end of the lease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good way if you need to trade to get into another car, bury that negative equity in it. The payments are going to be a little less because of the residual. And then in 4 years, 5 years, you're done. You don't have to mess with it
anymore.
So you
have some light at the end of the tunnel instead of this constant snowball situation where it just gets worse and worse each time you trade.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not saying people should, if 72 months is what's affordable, just go ahead and commit to the car and say, okay, this is not something I'm doing temporarily.
Unless you want to look at like a four-year lease, which means that you can trade for sure in 4 years, and if the payment's less, why wouldn't you?
If your credit will withhold that.
Yeah.
Right.
Too.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to Autoflex is...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com. If you're telephonically challenged, you can come to us over the internet. You can text us if you want to. We'll still work with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody sent us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733 asking about a 2009 Suburban that they financed at a Tote the Note lot, but he's asking now if he can trade it in for a lease.
It can be. We just have to get a payoff from the Tote the Note lot. The good thing about Autoflex is, as you begin making payments with us, that's going to show up on your credit bureau. The Tote the Note lot, probably not so much.
A lot of those don't report to credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to debate this. So, and I think they were yelling at me because they put it in caps. It's not a fast lane. The speed limit is the same in all lanes. I'm aware of that. I know that you're supposed to pass
it
on the left. So I'd like to know who all believes the far left lane is for the faster traffic.
Hand raised.
No matter what the speed limit is. Right?
Yes.
Okay,
Jesse Hawley's hand is raised.
Everybody's raising
their hand. Okay. Blassingame's hand is raised.
So if the speed limit is 60, don't drive 60 in that far left lane because that's for the people that want to get tickets and so forth and might be in a bigger
get
hurry.
Tickets.
Maybe.
I like that.
But I know that if all the traffic is going 70, I don't think the police are going to mess with you if everybody's going that fast.
Totally with you.
Right. So anyway, the far left lane's really for passing and for the faster drivers.
Yes. I live in the left lane.
Honk right now if you believe.
All right. Real quickly, so many people are affected by the Takata airbag recall. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has a site up, and you can go to the site safercar.gov, and that's safercar.gov, and you can input your VIN number, and it will tell you if your car is one of the ones that's affected by the Takata airbag recall. It's very important. If I were you, no matter who it is, I would do it.
Right.
Listen, no matter, it's supposed to, so far, Hondas are the only ones that people have died in that we know of here. Just check it out. Even if your car's newer, mine's not, check it out.
Yeah. Because what did that guy compare it to? He said it's like having a shotgun pointed at your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Takata airbags.
And
you
in
never
the passenger seat, too.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a passenger in somebody's car, what's your VIN? Let me make sure I'm safe to get in that car before we
actually,
take off.
Actually, some cars, the passenger airbag is affected
right.
as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just the driver airbag. Mm-hmm.
So we usually wrap up the show with some fun, lighthearted stories. Let's bring on our friends, Jesse Hawley and Mike Dingus, so that they can chime in for the ridiculousness that's about to happen.
I have a confession to make.
Oh.
When I was driving in, I was listening to you guys, and you were talking about who was picking Was that, was
Tammy Pickard?
Pickard.
When you said
it was not a pick.
But when you said it, I was actually picking my nose.
Oh, that's great.
And now you're touching the microphone.
But no, you know, I clean my hands and stuff like that. But I'm with you. I had tissue. So if we had tissue, it's not really a pick. But as you said it, I was literally digging for gold at the light. On my way in.
I'm thinking back to when Robbie called me and he said, listen, do the crosstalk. It'll class up the show.
Yeah. That's how we do.
Well, the car is a safe place to pick.
Yeah.
Do you always
pick with tissue? Be honest.
Oh, yes.
Always. Mm-hmm.
When you get caught by the person beside you, there's no shame, right?
No.
If I'm a stop sign, I realize the person beside me sees that I've just been going to town. I just smile at him.
You own it?
Like, hey, okay, yeah.
How you doing, fellow Texans?
Man, well, I sink down in my seat as fast as I can.
Is it funny how people do it in their car? They would never do it like in their office.
At a restaurant.
But in their car.
In their car, it's your safe zone.
Oh, yeah.
But I was on my way to eat. I actually did a post on Facebook because I was sitting at the light so long. There was a guy to the right of me one day, and I'm headed to meet some friends for dinner. And he picked, but then he he was driving. Yes.
Once you've reached double digits in age, you're no longer allowed
to pick, but you can't eat.
Now, I do have another confession. When I do pick and I don't have tissue, like I just...
I don't eat. It ends up on his pants or his feet.
I just go ahead and put it on my floor mat, the driver's side floor mat.
Okay.
So I just go ahead and just put it right there. You know, when your feet go down there, so eventually... When I clean the car and stuff like that.
That means you step on the booger and take it in your house.
He did.
Tammy's handing him tissues.
I try to put napkins. If I go to a restaurant, if I go to like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A, I try to steal some napkins and straws and put them in my glove box. But every now and again, I run out. And so they just go right on the...
Your floorboard like probably looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. That sounds awful.
Oh. Jesse, that means it's messy.
I get my car cleaned pretty often, but I know people that go in there and like vacuum it. It was like, what is this flaky stuff at the bottom?
Ew.
Okay, great. So Jesse talked to me a couple of weeks ago about trading his car into Autoflex. I'm just making notes.
Yeah. You can just get some new floor mats before you do.
Can you get some new mats, buddy?
I love honesty.
The value went down in my car.
Okay,
so the burgers are priceless. They're like gold nuggets.
Yeah, put them on eBay.
There you go.
Auction them off.
Autoflex leasing bad tester said it's almost worse to get caught watching the person picking. Well, I wasn't staring. It wasn't one of those where I was like, what's he doing over there? It was an accident.
Oh, no. I call him out. Like, I'll wave my finger at him like.
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah. Like, you're being gross. Your mom would not approve. So,
what do you do in your car? What do you think is okay to do in your car, Sib?
I do makeup. I've told you guys this. And I've eaten salad, like, with a fork, holding a bowl, steering with my knee.
Autoflex Leasing Fantastic. We do have the smartest listeners in the world. Chipotle napkins are the best nose napkins.
They are. Chipotle does have some good nose napkins.
What's the difference?
Because, they have the thickness to where it doesn't go through onto your finger.
Oh. you don't tear a hole.
Right, you don't tear a hole.
You got a triple layer of those things.
But it's not thick enough where it hurts when you go in there.
It's two-ply.
So it's just the right amount of napkin for nose picking.
This guy.
Oh, Chipotle.
Right. This guy on Autoflex Leasing Fantech says he employs the pick, roll, and flick method.
Yeah.
Pick and flick.
Jesse, we're never going to be invited for crosstalk.
Tissues.
Listen, we spice things up, man.
That's you do. Right.
You do, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, listen, speaking of spicing things up, if you want to spice up your life, call Autoflex. Get a car from us this weekend. It's easy. It's fast. It's fun. You'll save some money. You'll meet somebody that really knows what they're doing. You'll only deal with one person. You won't have to go meet a bunch of people you didn't plan on meeting. And nobody's going to try to sell you a lot of stuff you didn't want to buy when you walked in.
That's true. 817 or 972-234-1234 is the number. Or go online to autoflex.com. What do you guys have coming up today?
The Rangers are playing really good baseball, Sybil. We're going to talk about the Rangers for probably about 2.5 hours before the Rangers follow us. Rangers got lucky last night. They were getting dominated, and the White Sox chose to take the pitcher that was dominating them out.
Yep.
Rangers win.
Bad mistake.
Just like that.
Yep.
Baseball.
Why did they make a decision like that?
He was tired. He threw 120 pitches his previous outing. Oh. They needed to take him out. It wasn't like a baseball dumb decision, but by taking him out, it gave the Rangers a chance to win.
Yeah.
They won.
They sort of took themselves out.
Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah.
Chris Sale's a really good pitcher. 14 strikeouts in 8 innings is really, really, really dominant. And then not give up a run and still not get a win is a frustrating thing for a major league pitcher.
Right.
But it didn't happen to our team, so we're happy.
Yeah, right.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Now we know why Jesse wasn't a quarterback. Too many picks.
Oh! And on
but
that
we know
note.
Why I quit all the ball. Sticky Fingers.
Oh! That's your new nickname. Sticky Fingers Holly. All right, up next.
The reason why I was 8 for 8, baby. I never, in my NFL career, I've never dropped a football in a game.
That's
never
your secret.
That's a secret.
Oh, all right.
So, young fellas, if you want to know how to make it, put the booger glue on your head.
Oh.
Mike Dingus and Sticky Fingers Holly up next on 105.3 The Fan. You can see us next weekend at 9 a.m. or go online to autoflex.com. Thank you, Snuggles, for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. What it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face.